This is a podcast from WOR.
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
You never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 2.5, 2 minus 1/4.
Detroit near the bay.
Happy New Year, ladies and gentlemen. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Sunday night in New York City, the first Sunday night of 2017.
We survived.
We are rocking and rolling here. This is the Taxi Dave Show, the place to be on Sunday evenings, the number one talker on radio. We're here with John McDonough tonight.
Oh, John.
We're here with JFK Mike tonight.
Yes.
And Claire is with us tonight.
Hello.
Did you ever go into a car wash and you get out of the car wash and you happen to get out of the car, you get home, and you find something missing? In my case, it was a gas cap cover. It could be your antenna. It could be a piece of chrome. Did you ever have that happen to you? Well, I had it happen to me. And interestingly enough, I happened to put gas in my car and closed the gas cap cover, and went right into the car wash. I got out of the car wash, and this particular car wash, I don't really like because they don't dry it for you. You know, they don't vacuum it for you, and they don't have guys wiping it down. It's like you just drive through, and if you can get on a highway quick, maybe you can dry your car off. So I get out of the car to dry it, and there's no gas cap cover. I'm like, damn, what happened? It came off in the car wash. So I go over to one of the guys, and I said, can you do me a favor? You need to, like, stop the car wash for, like, 30 seconds. My gas cap cover is in the car wash somewhere. So I see him go to the manager. I won't mention his name, Andrew. And Andrew starts yelling at the guy. And the guy disappears, comes back out. He says, look, I walked through it, and I didn't see it. We don't have it. I said, I know. It's there. It's a gas cap cover. By the way, cost $100 to replace at Honda, okay? And going back and forth, and finally he says, well, give me your name and number, and when I get a chance, I'll go through it again. So I give him my name and number. I drive 110 miles down to Jersey to a friend's house. And guess what? The next day, I'm sorry, late that evening, the car wash closes at 6 o'clock. I get a phone call. Dave, we found your gas cap cover. I said, yeah, I know. I told you it was there. He said, well, you know, once the car stopped coming in, I walked through and it was right there. I said, well, why couldn't you stop it for 30 seconds while I was there and do the same thing? Oh, my manager wouldn't let me. You know, we got to keep the cars rolling through there. Mm-hmm. So now I had to drive back 110 miles, which is out of the way from Manhattan, and back down another 75 miles. I had to put on an extra 250 miles to get a gas cap cover. It's like, damn, I just should have bought a new one from Honda and forgot about it. But why won't they help you get your stuff back? I know it says they're not responsible, but can't they just be nice about it? And when you know it's there? Do you ever lose anything in a car wash?
But doesn't that affect the sensors in the car when you don't have the cap on?
It's not the cap, it's the cap cover. It's the thing that the outside cover.
Oh, okay.
Not the cap itself.
Oh, the flap.
Didn't you say this
flap.
Happened
Yeah,
before?
The flap.
No, I didn't.
Yes, it did. So, guess what?
What?
Don't go back there again.
I'm not going back there again.
Well,
and you know, and let me just tell you, in New York, in New Jersey, in Connecticut, we get spoiled. We like to go into a car wash. We like them to vacuum the car for us. We like them to dry the car off for us when we get for
of
us
course.
When we get to the outside. This place, you got to pay for your vacuuming if you want it, and there's nobody there drying the car off. You got to dry it yourself. So, you know, should I mention the name of the place? They have like six places in the Lower Hudson Valley. You know, not that they're bad people. It's just that I'm really upset about it. It ruined my day and cost me a lot of money. Foam and Wash.
Oh, Foam
the one in Bales Gate.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, I have the one of my shining moments of cab driving is when I went through the car wash on 47th and 11th, and in my wisdom, left the back window open as I was going through the car wash, and I heard some guy saying, sir, and I was like, what, I forget to pay? Said, no, you have to roll up the windows, before you go to the car wash. I was like, oh, sorry.
It's the cleanest that car ever was that day.
Yeah, no, the back seat was squeaky clean. It was the best day of his life. But
so here we are.
You didn't sign up
never
for
thought
an,
I was a smart cab
you
driver.
You didn't sign up for an
driver.
Interior wash, no?
And every time I go back there, you know, he'd always to me say, "Roll up the windows" when I go through. So that was his little way of saying,
"John, do you have a good Christmas and a good New Year's?"
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. For our family, the McDonough family in Queens, our big day is New Year's Day, where we go to Coney Island and join the Polar Bear Club and take the plunge at...
Wait a second. New Year's Day is today.
Today. I just came from Coney Island.
Woo!
And boy, are my arms tight.
You're insane.
If anybody wants to see a video of it, you can go to cabtivist.com, CABTIVIST.com. I filmed about 10 minutes of everyone running in. It doesn't really last that long. People go in for about 30 seconds, come running out, and they say they did it.
You know what? I once went into very cold water during the winter, and I went in sounding like this, and I came out sounding like this.
Oh, yeah. That wouldn't happen today. It was 52 degrees. It was a beautiful day now to Coney Island.
So is it true? Let me ask you this. Is it true what they say about shrinkage?
I was only up to my ankles. The only thing that shrank on me were my ankles.
How was your New Year's and Christmas?
Well, I gave the car to the great driver who works with this guy, Eric. And I went home at 10 o'clock. He loves to work New Year's Eve, so he took the cab out. And in my wisdom, I fell asleep at about 10:30 and didn't get a chance to hang up and woke up at about 1:45. And I looked at him, I said, well, what just happened? What just happened was I slept through the midnight toast and everything else. And I missed the Mariah Carey thing. I missed the whole Mariah Carey. I had Mariah Carey in the cab many years ago.
What do you mean you had her in the cab?
Well, I didn't have her, like, biblically, but I had her, like, professionally. In the cab. She's
a pro.
Well, and I asked her, I said, are you famous? She goes, I'm very famous. So she was cute. But last night, apparently, she didn't have that her best night in front of, like, the whole world watching her in Times Square. So feel bad for her. You go, girl. Next time, 2 out of 3.
You know what upset me New Year's Eve? I was watching this Michael Jackson special, and as it ended, I turned on the regular channels, and I missed the countdown. It was already the next year.
Yeah, yeah.
And Lionel Richie is on Channel 7, and he's saying, cold New York, you're cold in New York, and we are warm here in Las Vegas. And I have my weather app, and I look at my weather app. It was 49 degrees in Las Vegas.
What
the hell is he talking about? You know, it's real tough when you go from the heated plane to the heated limo to the heated stage, you know?
I guess he doesn't know where he is. So Dave, I think this year for the cabbies and the taxi, especially for the taxi drivers, we're looking to get, it's the odd-numbered year, we're looking to get a fare increase, and I think we're also going to start seeing cabbies and taxi garages start buying medallions again, and I think the business is going to have a very good year just because it's an election year for the mayor, for the city council, and they have to start doing right by the working people. And the other reason I think the cabbies should get a fare increase, because we just got a huge minimum wage boost for the regular job market. So if they want to keep drivers on the road, especially the yellow cab drivers, they have to pay these people or else they're all going to leave. And they can walk to work every day versus taking a cab.
And just to let you folks know, in New York City, large employers of 11 employees or more, as of today, $11 an hour. Next year, 13, and the year after, $15 an hour. So New York City, large employers, $11 an hour. Small employers, 10 people or less working, $10.50 an hour. Long Island and Westchester, $10 an hour. And the remainder of New York State, $9.70 an hour. That's what the minimum wage has gone up
right.
to.
Right. And that's going to have a big effect on the taxi business. They got to start paying the cabbies because there's other greener pastures apparently just around the corner.
Our phone number here is 800-321-0710. That's 800-321-0710. And our email address is taxihail@aol.com. And I am Taxi Dave. Once again, we're here in the iHeart Radio Studios down in Tribeca, New York, in the old AT&T building off 6th Avenue.
Beautiful.
Some people call it the Avenue of the Americas, but real New Yorkers still call it 6th Avenue. Am I right?
Everyone calls it 6th Avenue. Somebody gets in and says Avenue of the Americas, generally a tourist.
Right across their forehead with a big T. You think the T should be on the doors? No, it should be on the tourist foreheads. Right? And so, I have a sore throat right now. I went to the doctor. I went to this doctor I never went to. It was New Year's Eve.
Dr. Vinny Gumbatz.
Dr. Vinny Gumbatz. Let me tell you something. He is. That's exactly who I went to. And I walk into his office, and finally, I said, Doctor, my throat's killing me. And right now, I'm drinking water. I'm sucking on lozenges. He says, take all your clothes off. I said, take all my clothes off. I take all my clothes off. He says, now stick out your tongue. And I want you to stand in front of that window for 10 minutes. I said, why? He said, I'm mad at my neighbors.
That's really good.
Okay.
So did you do it?
No, but I'll do it now.
Okay.
Our phone number is 800-321-0710. And our email address is taxihail@aol.com. Frank, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Dave, I've nearly got 2 million miles driving a yellow cab since 1973, and I finally had my lug nut day.
You had your lug nut day?
Yes, my lug nut day.
Are you uncomfortable?
I took my passengers from Kennedy to 51st and 7th, and as I was taking left turns, I was hearing a little rubbing in my right wheel well. So after letting them off, I had to check. A little rubbing, I've got to look. I get out, I take a look, and two lug nuts are missing on my right side.
How did that happen?
My heart is kind of like jumping a little bit here. And I have
what kind of car do you have?
I have a Toyota Highlander.
What year?
2012.
So a Highlander 2012. When was the last time you had a flat fixed?
Well, I had the tires taken off three times in the past, say, 2 or 3 weeks. I've had new tires put on by the dealer. Then I had new brakes put on at a shop in my neighborhood, and then I had the rotors. I went back for the rotors. They didn't have the rotors that night.
Nothing like going to the dealer for perfection.
But this was the small shop that did this, Dave. The last time the tires were taken off, they had put on rotors on my car in my neighborhood, and he did not continue with the gun on the right side for some reason. Was distracted. And I had got my lug nut, special lug nut back that has that key on it so that nobody can take it off.
And so I
had no reason to expect that it wasn't there. I had never checked for lug nuts before in my life. And so here I am at 51st and 7th checking the lug nuts, seeing two missing. One was very loose. The one that was loose was the special key.
Do you have hubcaps over your lug nuts?
No.
All right. No, it's interesting. Like when someone checks their car before they go out, and taxi drivers do, by the way, every shift. They do a once around. Usually there's hubcaps over the lug nuts, I think, on most vehicles. You don't usually see the lug nuts. But if they're visible, you did a poor job checking your car out when you left the mechanic.
Maybe he caught somebody stealing the tire and the guy took off. That's what I would think. I think somebody's trying to steal your tire.
That's a real New Yorker's attitude.
Yeah.
Now, because the special lug nut with the key lug nut was loose, I was able to hand screw it towards to tighten it. I think it was that's the obvious indication that it wasn't tightened by the mechanic in the shop. And so I was able to get like 8 new lug nuts for $30 and put 2 new lug nuts. I was able to move some lug nuts from the back tires to the front tire. And so I was able to work that night and then get new lug nuts the next morning. And I found out that one of them was stripped in the back right. If I had gotten a flat tire in the right back, I would not have been able to take that tire off. So I had to go back to the shop. Their special big gun can pull that lug nut off and then put on these new lug nuts. And, well, things are okay now, Dave, but I tell you, you're right, Dave. It's on me.
Lug nuts are back where they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Okay. Lug nuts roasting on a
open fire.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thanks for coming.
I still think somebody was trying to steal your tire. But
Dave, you sent out an email, I think, to JFK, Mike, and myself, and about the importance of this show, that you received an email from the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey asking you your opinion about how to make it easier for yellow cabs to drop off in LaGuardia and Kennedy. And I think it would be something good to throw out to our fellow hacks out there, because the problems that are going on now, particularly at LaGuardia, it's mind-boggling. Cars are backing down the Grand Central. You can't get into the airport. Passengers are jumping out, whereby then you're stuck for, you know, close to an hour just trying to get out. And they want to know, and I think the way he said it here, he says, we're exploring several different efforts, including the expansion of the short-haul zone starting next week. But we're looking for creative ways to attempt to encourage yellow cabs to continue to do pickups at LaGuardia. See, that therein lies the problem. You're so afraid to get stuck at LaGuardia, you just want to drop off and just leave that disaster area alone. But this construction is going to go on for years.
I just planned a vacation, and the most convenient flight was out of LaGuardia Airport. You know, I booked it out of Newark to avoid LaGuardia because I get to work early in the morning. Sometimes at 6 in the morning, the Grand Central Parkway is backed up from the ramp of LaGuardia Airport with people waiting to get dropped off to catch their planes. I've never seen anything like it. It's the stupidest thing in the world. You know, we get all the, oh, yes, LaGuardia is going to be great, this and that. There has to be a better way. I mean, Mike, you had a creative way of getting into LaGuardia if you come from the city. You actually passed by.
I got to hear this.
No. Well, there are two ways.
Go ahead.
Since I'm from, like, the hood over there, so I would come to the city, and it looks like the place has been nuked. It looks like downtown Beirut. It's ridiculous over there now.
Good. So how do you avoid the traffic when you go to LaGuardia with a passenger?
Honestly, what I had done a couple times, first, I left them by a footbridge on Ditmars Boulevard and 100th Street, and there's like this guy, he said, like, I got to meet my friend at LaGuardia. I said, okay, you can walk over the footbridge, and I'm hoping he wound up there, because it looked like a footbridge going
to where. But didn't you pass by
the exit? Then the other thing I did, I went by LaGuardia on Ditmars Boulevard, turned off the meter, looped around by Shea Stadium by the junkyards, and then came back city-bound on the Grand Central and went into Delta, and that took maybe 5 minutes, believe it or not.
There you go.
Just, you know, hit it where they ain't. But, I mean, the guy thought, like, I was probably going to, like, you know, strangle him or something. Because you go by the junkyards at night, it's like, okay, well, I could feel the tension. Whereas I turned by one of the junkyards, he said, this is the point where the cab driver kills me and leaves the body here. But so, I went back quickly.
Never to be found.
Never to be found.
Do you find the problem with Uber cars waiting at the departure? In other words, people are supposed to be departing, but there are other cars, four hire vehicle cars, parked there without passengers.
Oh, absolutely.
Looking to pick up an illegally there. And you think that's causing a lot of the traffic?
Right now, I think there's a lot of these Uber cars who don't wait in the lot like they're supposed to. They mope around the airport looking to create business for themselves because people can't get cabs, and they call an Uber car because they can't get cabs that are trapped in the legal taxi lots, and they also wait upstairs by the terminals, which they're not supposed to do, for people coming out of, let's say, Delta or the main terminal, and it's a complete mishmash. And the thing that makes me crazy with this request for help from the industry is, last I checked, they had about 50 people making $250,000 a year working for the Port Authority. At what point do they come up with some ideas? I mean, they're supposed to be the geniuses before they knock down all these buildings, and they should have asked us first. So now the only thing we can offer is a couple of ideas of just maybe just carving out a specific territory for entry and exit of cabs in the airport, because nobody can get in or out of the airport. It's becoming an economic disaster. People don't want to fly into
LaGuardia. But, Mike, isn't one of the problems with LaGuardia, there's too many taxi lots? At least at Kennedy, you have the one lot and they allocate it out to the different terminals, whereas you're always taking a chance. Do I go to the shuttle lot? Do I go to Delta lot? Do I go to the main terminal? Do I go over to the Marine Air Terminal? Whereby we don't know when the flights are coming in or what's going on, and you take a chance. But if they had, you know, leave out of space, just like Kennedy, even though I don't like Kennedy because of the long wait there, but at least you're not taking his chance at the wrong lot, and you're looking over at the other taxi lot, and that's moving. And you go, oh, I got stuck here at the shuttle, and the shuttle's been delayed out of Boston or Washington.
Yeah. Well, like I said, anything is slash was better than what we have now, which is just complete chaos. So I think we should put our heads together and help out the Port Authority as best we can at this stage of the game. But the fact of the matter is they have to give some express routes for cabs in and out of the airport, because you also have a lot of private cars, and especially these Uber knuckleheads who don't have fares and don't have people in their cars, and they're just milling around the airport trying to poach jobs off the side of the street. So, and if the Port Authority can't police this, then get the state police, get the NYPD in there, and let's cut out the fun and games and start getting some people taking care of this, because it's ridiculous now.
We have an email from Mr. Halea. Good luck getting in and out of LaGuardia Airport. It's like a maze. It's a big mess. It's like the mafia is taking all the money at LaGuardia and not doing nothing.
well stated.
Yes, thank you for that. There's another email. When are we going to see more enforcement at the hotels? The Taxi and Limousine Commission only issued 50 summonses in October of 2016 in Midtown North, which is where a lot of the illegal activity is happening. Did Deputy Commissioner Chan get in touch with you yet? No. The commissioner of the NYPD did tell me he would have Chief Chan contact me. He's the chief of traffic. And so far, Chief Chan hasn't gotten in touch with me. It's been 2 weeks. So that's an answer to your question. Easiest way for LaGuardia. Lock the Ubers in the parking lots that they don't stay in. I want to thank you for that. Lock the Ubers in the parking lots that they don't stay in. Okay.
Right.
There we go.
May I just follow up on the hotels? The hotel dorm thing? There, we've had a couple of people calling our website, NYC TaxiNews.com on the air? NYC Taxi News, can I say that? Yes? Okay.
Strike that from the record.
But we've had a couple of people asking about the corruption with some of the doormen at the hotels. And I got to tell you, right now they got these SUVs and black cars and bogus limos. They're not even, like, sneaking around. They're just squatting in front of these hotels, four and five, and they're chasing the yellow cabs away. And I've had one doorman said, oh, no, you can't stay here. The boss doesn't want you sitting in front of the hotel. It's like, listen, you got four guys who just have these bogus limos sitting in front of the hotel. Why can't I, the legal cabbie, get some fares from your hotel? Because that's what the people want. And they're also, now, the other crazy thing within the crazy is, why are these hotels allowing their guests to be victims at the front door? I mean, they're paying $500-$600 a night to begin with for a room. Now they got to get ripped off by a bogus limo or some door person who they supposedly are supposed to trust with their family and their transportation.
And they may not be covered for insurance if there's an accident.
Yeah, and the hotel's going to lose the hotel. So
especially when they put them in private cars, and they do that.
They do it a lot. They're not even, I've looked at the plates. You see, like, Pennsylvania plates, Jersey plates, straight plates. No TLC, no nothing. So I at what point does the TLC and the NYPD jump into this travesty? I'd just like to know that.
Here's an email. My drivers did very good last night. No complaints. I'm not hearing the usual stories about Uber surging off the charts. Could it be that their glory days are over? Happy New Year, Taxi Dave. So, what else are we going to talk about? Let me just give our phone number again. It's 800-321-0710. And our email address is taxihale@aol.com. What do you think about, Uber admitted to their self-driving car having a problem. They had a problem when they crossed bike lanes, and it raised some serious questions about the safety of the bicyclists. Now, apparently, there's a flaw in the programming, and bicycle advocates feared that it could have deadly consequences for cyclists. One day, somebody was monitoring all those autonomous vehicles, and the autonomous vehicles during this test actually has a driver in the front seat who can take control. But the cars were caught doing this, running red lights and committing a range of other traffic violations. So they've been caught doing four things out of the five that caused most injuries: running red lights, running stop signs, unsafe turns, and failing to yield to pedestrians.
That's Thursday night for JFK, Mike. What are you talking about?
You promised you wouldn't read that.
Stan, you're next on the Taxi
Dave. Who designed it? Did he design it?
Hello.
Hi, Stan.
How are you? I wanted to ask a question. Let's go back just a little bit. You know the Amtrak that goes from Jamaica to the airport, right? You know that. The first part of it is, how much taxi business was hurt by that Amtrak, if there was any? And the other point is, I heard that the city may think about doing the Amtrak in the long term, maybe because LaGuardia, from LaGuardia all the way into the city. How effective would that be? How much would it hurt taxi business, in your opinion? And how much has the Amtrak from Jamaica to the airport hurt taxi business?
Well, I don't think the tram itself from Jamaica to the airport hurt the taxi business. The fact is, few yellow cabs were servicing the tram terminal. So the city put it out to bid, and they actually have, I believe, a car service that is allowed, they won the bid, allowed to use the tram, I guess you'd call it stand, vehicle stand, to take passengers from the tram, wherever they're going, or wherever they want to go, from the tram. But there's very little yellow cabs. A problem, I will tell you this. I did, a few years ago, I took the E-train to the tram in Jamaica, to JFK, and if you're a single businessman with one suitcase, it's a really convenient thing. It's not bad at all. And during rush hour, it's probably faster. So how is it hurt? I don't know. But
I think a lot of the single
businessmen started taking the tram, because that's what I saw. I saw single people. I didn't see families. I didn't see people with a lot of luggage, you know, because then it just becomes the logistics are terrible. But there is a fear. If there's a tram from LaGuardia Airport to New York City, that's going to be a disaster for the yellow taxi industry. But what they're talking about is a tram to a transportation hub in Queens, like 4th Street and Roosevelt, that area. And there's a bus there now that goes into LaGuardia. It's not used that much. There's a lot of stops. People want to get where they're going. They don't want other stops for the most part. They don't want 10 stops. They don't want, if I'm going to Manhattan, why do I have to go to Queens and switch and get off here? So, you know, there's a lot of people for convenience, for comfort, and for time that will take yellow cabs. I don't think it's going to be that hurt that
much. So you think it'll be a disaster if they do build it from Queens to New York, if they decide to do it?
If they built it into Manhattan, but that's not what the plan calls for.
You don't think that'll happen in the future? The possibility, if it's so successful from Jamaica, then, you know, New York, they may think that way.
Well,
anyway.
I'm glad you brought that up, because there's something called the Second Avenue Subway.
Subway stops took 100 years to build, so that's only hope that it'll take
God
that long
America.
From LaGuardia to Manhattan.
Now, most people don't know. John McDonough knows. In 1919, the city started working on its plan, okay, for the line. That's when they started talking about it, and they've been working on it legitimately since 1929. So now we have 63rd Street to 96th Street, three stops, an extension of the Q train, three stops, $5 billion, and almost 100 years.
Yay!
And there was our governor yesterday. This isn't your grandfather's subway. No, if it was built when it was supposed to be, it would have been our grandfather's subway.
Yeah.
What can I say?
That's like the Mets celebrating their 25th anniversary of when they last won the championship. It's one of those deals, you know.
Hey, what's wrong with that? Come on, huh?
But can
you got to celebrate something.
$4.5 billion and a mile and a half of subway. Well, hopefully it pays off and a lot of people get to use it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's also going to affect, yellow cabs on 2nd Avenue heading downtown. A lot of the times, you know, Mike, coming down and the bus stops and buses are not coming, people will just flag you down to take you further down. Now, with the subway, that's going to affect the yellow cab business on the Upper East Side.
Now, were there any homeless people at the press conference, like the first homeless guy screaming like a banshee and you peeing on the wall? Did they have a press conference for that, or that's something else?
Well, he has 2 miles of new territory.
There you go. Just marking my territory.
When we come back, we'll talk about some recalls. If you own a Chrysler, Jeep Compass, Jeep Patriot, or Dodge Journey, you're probably going to want to listen to the Taxi Dave Show when we come back. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Melrose is your commercial loan headquarters. And if you need a commercial loan, you should call 718-658-9800. 718-658-9800. That's the phone number for the commercial loan headquarters and your home mortgage headquarters, Melrose Credit Union. Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number 3 or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Giffen Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Hereford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new 2016 wheelchair-accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you and you'll get 1 week free. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
The best show on WOR. It's the only show I listen to. It's not like I'm leaving you lonely, because I wouldn't know where to begin. But I know that you think me only when the snakes come marching in. Yeah, when the snakes come marching in.
Taxi Dave Show is back. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union, your commercial loan and mortgage headquarters. You can call Melrose at 718-658-9800. If you own a 1996 Dodge Journey, Jeep Compass, Jeep Patriot, the crankshaft or camshaft sensor may work intermittently, causing the engine to stall. 43,000 of those vehicles are being recalled. The recall is expected to begin January 27th. So if your Chrysler is stalling, now you know why. We have a nice email from Peter. Let's see. How do I open this thing? Oh, Happy New Year, Taxi Dave. I've been a regular listener for the past 3 years. Great show. Peter from Connecticut. Thank you. Here's a great email from Michael. Let's say the federal government leases a tract of ocean to a corporation for exclusive oil exploration, and after a while the government gets silly and lets everyone explore for oil. Do we not think that the government should at least give back the money to that company? Give me a break, Michael. And what Michael's talking about is the people who bought medallions at auction for the exclusive right to pick up street hails. And now everyone's doing it with their apps and everything else. So, good email. Thanks a lot, Mike. Here's one more email. We should do something about cab doors locking automatically, preventing riders from struggling to get in. Over and over, I see riders finding it difficult to get in. It's one of those minor things, but if we improve, it could make a big difference to our loyal customers. Do you ever have problems with passengers trying to get in?
I'm finding now more and more older people will pass up the Nissans with the sliding doors in order to get into a car door that would open. I don't know. Do you find that, Mike? I mean, I'm just finding I've seen people just wave me by because they can't physically open up the door of the sliding door.
It is some exertion of physical strength to open this van door.
Yeah.
And I've had people – I have like a little Camry that I run around in, and they prefer the Camry, so like the old folks. And
and
we're all heading there whether we like it or not, but – sometimes they just, it's too high, and with the sliding door, they just don't do it.
They can't even get in.
Yeah, that's it.
With the Nissan. And
I'm looking online here. There's been traffic at LaGuardia for a year already.
Yeah, yeah.
Every day.
Every day.
Let's take a call. Greg, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi. I'm the son of a taxi owner. He owns a mini fleet, and I just saw in yesterday's Newsday an article about surge pricing. I'd like to know if anybody in the taxi industry has complained about the fact that the playing field is not level with respect to the yellow cabs and Uber and Lyft with regard to this.
Greg, good point. 2.5 years ago, yes, there have been various lawsuits. It's been brought to the attention of the Taxi Limousine Commission. I mean, it's funny. We have our rates are created by our regulators, the Taxi Limousine Commission. And yet, there are others, and the black cars, for the most part, had regular rates, and when things got busy, they'd go up about 20%. You know, that was the norm. And then you have this company that comes in and says, well, you know, if it's busy, we're going to charge you 3 times what the normal fare is. LaGuardia, I mean, Kennedy now is $52. Yeah, not bad. We can get $156 during a busy time, but that doesn't happen. We are regulated, and they are not. And there are people outraged. There were some nights, and I mentioned this once before. I knew someone who was taking a late-night trip from Manhattan to Bay Ridge, got his credit card bill. It was $250. Crazy. So it's not a level playing field when it comes to surge pricing. And if they're doing it, why can't we do it?
Right.
Right? Right. Just like if we have to buy wheelchair-accessible cars, why doesn't Uber have to buy wheelchair-accessible cars?
And the people have spoken. Last night I was
just like if they could have Camry hybrids, why can't we have Camry hybrids?
Here, here. Yeah. Last night I heard Uber was getting about 2.5 or 3 times surge at 2 a.m., and there were available cabs. So that's a little bit crazy right there. But it is an unfair competitive advantage. And it's just all across the board. With every time there's something involved with the taxi commission and this Uber situation, and the people obviously don't have a problem paying a little bit more to get prompt service from the yellow cab. And if nothing else, Uber has proven that with their surge pricing, we should get the same thing, at least for events.
Joanne, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey.
Hi, Joanne.
Happy New Year, Dave.
Happy New Year, Joanne.
Dave, last night I was so annoyed driving. Why are people so rude? I want you to address this issue. They put their high beams on. You're going towards them, and it's blinding. Please tell your drivers to shut their damn high beams off when someone's coming towards them, please.
Well, there's a lot of avenue. You're not talking about New York City, I guess.
No, I'm not. But still, the side streets, and I'm sure you've had that problem.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. Correct, Joanne.
So I said I have to give a shout-out to the drivers to not to be rude and to shut their damn high beams off.
That's right. So, you know, it's an annoying thing. It used to be where when you'd see lights starting to come, I'd shut my high beams off before you actually saw the headlights. You'd see some light. And now no one shuts them off until they're, like, in your eyes. It's so discourteous. And if you're a little older, like I am, I mean, nights, I don't like driving at nights. You know, the lights seem to have a little glow around them. And when they have brights on, thank God there's a white line on the right side of the road. Okay, I look at that white line. Otherwise, yeah, I'd probably be having accidents like everybody else. Joanne is absolutely correct. Folks, it's disrespectful, and more importantly, it's dangerous.
Yes.
Don't you feel?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me just changing subjects real quick. I always hear people talking about they drove a cab, they want to buy a medallion. Right now, the medallion, good, bad, or different, is lower than it was for many years prior. What are some of the brief steps that a cabbie, let's say he's socked away maybe $25,000, $30,000, $50,000, how can a cab driver buy his own medallion? Does he get a partner, or how's the money out there for borrowing to get a medallion?
Well, there's a few ways to do it. Right now, some of the credit unions, I'll tell you, this sore throat is killing me. They will lend you up to 100% of the price of the medallion, which means you need to come up with a vehicle, the cost of a vehicle and the insurance, and the 5% tax. And that's it. And the lending institution will loan you everything else. And... Hey, Mike, you're ruining the joint here, okay?
Sorry.
You dropped the microphone.
I got all excited when you said it's possible to buy a medallion. I just went nuts.
Yeah, and there's different prices. I mean, another way to do it is if there's someone who wants to take back a mortgage who doesn't owe any money and who's selling a medallion, he can take back the mortgage the way a financial institution used to. So there are options. And I would definitely call Melrose at 718-658-9800 if you're looking to purchase a medallion. The way I'm reading stuff, there may be 46 available very soon. Right? Okay. There's a TNC bill pending up in Albany. And I just want to go through that really quick. The TNC bill will allow every vehicle in the state of New York to be an Uber car. In other words, any vehicle whatsoever, any person whatsoever, without fingerprinting, without proof of insurance, without proof of vehicle inspection. My biggest concern, people don't like giving up money. Uber takes 25%, I think. 20-25%, maybe more, maybe less. And if you like me as a driver, you like my car, you might say, or if I like you, or I'm looking to avoid that fee to Uber, I might say, you know what, next time you go into the airport, just call me direct. Here's my number. So I don't engage the Uber app, and I have a major accident. Well, guess what? My private car insurance isn't going to cover it because I was working. And my Uber insurance isn't going to cover it. And you know who's going to cover it? The people of the state of New York. Their insurance is going to start to skyrocket unless it's done the right way. We do it the right way in New York City. And with New York City, everybody's fingerprinted. The cars are inspected. Everybody's registered. There's background checks. And there's drug testing. So... Upstate, I mean, you don't know if you're in with a criminal who's on drugs, who doesn't have insurance. It's unfair. And to protect New York City, we also need to have these vehicles registered in Long Island and in Westchester County as well. So I would vote against the TNC bill unless there is something called a carve-out for New York City, for Westchester, and from Long Island. And I just realized we have to take a break. And when we come back, We'll see if we have some time to talk some more taxi. And also, a friend of mine is on. Alex Mazur is coming on from Gratefully Yours. You'll hear a little bit more about that. But once again, we are the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. And Melrose is your commercial loan and mortgage headquarters, 718-658-9800. Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show.
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Gifford Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Gifford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com. www.HerefordInsurance.com or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new 2016 wheelchair-accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you and you'll get 1 week free. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
Hey, taxi!
Where to, buddy?
The Taxi Dave Show.
All right, Taxi Dave Show is back. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. We got an email. Karen wants you to remember that owners need to get their MTA printouts, their GPS providers, either CMT or Verifone, to use the to file their MTA quarterly payment January 20th. Make sure you check the printouts for errors such as unknown hack license numbers with listed trips on your printout. These printouts are also good to have to verify the amounts entered by the Taxi and Limousine Commission for the IMP surcharge payments made through the TLC system, okay, on the website. So get your printouts, and you have till January 20th to make your MTA payments. Thank you for that, Karen. And right now, you know, the Grateful Dead was one of the all-time greatest rock and roll bands.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just ask Bill Graham. Well, you can't ask him anymore, but, you know, too bad. people travel across the country
to see them. People will see them 10 times in a row because each show is different. And as a result, there have been scores and hundreds of cover bands. One of the best cover bands in our area, I'm not sure how long they were around, it's called Gratefully Yours. And right now with us is Alex Mazur from Gratefully Yours. Welcome to the Taxi Dave Show.
Oh, thank you, Dave. Thank you for having me on the show.
How long have you been around with the Gratefully Yours?
Gratefully Yours is fairly a new project, probably about 3 years. All the guys I've known for many, many years, though. And we started probably about in 1990. And at the time, there wasn't, I knew the Zen Tricksters were probably the only dead cover band, other dead cover band I knew at the time. Now, like you say, there are quite a few. There are many out there. But we've been going about 3 years.
Okay, and what is it? What is it that attracts people to the Grateful Dead? Not only the Grateful Dead, I mean, now you have Dead and Company and Phil Lesh and Friends. Yeah. But what is it that attracts people to tribute bands like yours?
Well, it's a community. It's an amazing place to do your own thing, amazing space. As a musician, you feel that freedom to take chances, to go to you know, unexpected places, and I think the audience feels that, appreciates that as in the performance, but also feels that as an audience. I think everybody lets everybody. It's amazingly supportive environment. Everybody can kind of do their own thing and without too much judgment. And
Alex, is that all you do, or do you have another job?
Yeah, I've been a musician all my life.
Oh, that's great! How many people are in your band?
Gratefully Yours is a six-piece band. We have two guitars, bass drums, and a female vocalist as well.
I see. So do you have people following you guys around?
We do. We're not on the road as much as, you know, as I said, I've been at this for many years, and as I get older, it's a bit harder to keep a big touring schedule going. But we're mainly in the Northeast, and based a little upstate New York, Albany area is sort of our home base. But yeah, people will travel, you know, quite a ways to come see us. And we're playing in New York City. We hope a lot of people will travel down there to see us, as well as, you know, the New York City folks as well.
When's your next gig?
Yeah, that'll be January 14th at American Beauty in New York City. That's on 30th Street, right by Madison Square Garden. And we are up here, up our ways in Beacon at the Town Crier on January 4th.
January 4th. Not January 6th?
6th, January 6th.
Oh, you got me scared because I bought tickets, and I'm like, wait a second.
He was scalping tickets here before for the 6th. I don't know, man.
January 6th at the Town Crier, 14th at American Beauty.
And the Town Crier is
a great place. Have you been there?
Yeah, actually, I saw you guys there. Yeah. The first time.
Oh, nice.
Claire and I went to the Town Crier.
It was great.
About 6 months ago.
Oh, and, thank you.
We had a great, great evening, and that's why I bought tickets for January 6th again.
Looking forward to it.
Do you get the same type of atmosphere that the Grateful Dead would, you know, carloads of hippies following them around and going to them and the smoking of illegal substances and stuff like that? I mean, do you get that atmosphere?
Absolutely. On a smaller scale, I don't think we get quite the same amount of carloads. I wish we did, but but it's quality, not quantity, right? It's the same vibe for sure. Mm-hmm.
I think that's what people are looking for when they come to listen to you as well.
You know, it's sometimes people say it's like our church. You know, it is a spiritual and communal experience.
Well. If you notice, most of the music I play, my bumper music, bumpers,
yes.
For those of you who don't know radio, that's what you play in and out of commercials. Those are your bumpers.
Yep.
And 9 out of 10, I play Grateful Dead music. It's something that's almost spiritual in a way.
Yes.
And if you want to have fun, if you want to take your mind off the stresses of life, if you want to stop the drama and really smell the coffee or smell other things that are burning, Mother Nature, you really should go to some of these concerts because the vibe, everybody there, you know, there's nice people and then there's everybody else. Everybody mm-hmm. else doesn't go to these concerts. Only nice people goes to
lots
goes
of camaraderie.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a good vibe party. There's no question about it.
So once again, you can see the Gratefully Yours up in Beacon, New York, and that's just about an hour from New York City, right?
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
And that's at the Town Crier in Beacon on January 6th. Or you can see them in Manhattan on January 14th, was that?
January 14th at American Beauty.
And where's American Beauty again?
Let me see here. 251 West 30th Street, just a block over from Madison Square Garden. And that's the first, you know, since the wetlands closed all those years ago in the 90s, it's really the first dead jam band bar to really, you know, make a comeback or, you know, have a presence in Manhattan. And
you
it's
ever,
a beautiful,
you,
beautiful place.
All right. Well, let's, Alex Mazur, I want to thank you for being on the Taxi Dave Show. We'll
thank
see you,
so
Claire and I will see you on January 6th.
Yeah, see you then.
Looking forward to it.
John McDonough, thanks a lot for...
another one, put it in the books.
Yeah, for swimming in the ocean today. JFK Mike.
See
all you callers,
there.
Sorry I couldn't get to all your callers. This is the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Morrow's Credit Union. We're the number one talker in New York City on Sunday nights. Okay, and we'll see you next week.
Hey, Taxi, get us out of Tribeca, baby. Take us up to the Grateful Dead.
This has been a podcast from WOR.